You're listening to Kiwi Roots Rugby Podcast. Let's go!
And welcome back, folks, to another episode of Kiwi Roots Rugby. Today, we've assembled the dream team. Scotty Poynton, Sonny Finai, and myself will be leading a pretty interesting episode this time round. Before we get into it and explain what's going to happen, I sent you guys a message earlier about the team sheet that the All Blacks released. My word, we are in for a cracker for the championship decider. What are some of the picks that you like from the All Blacks? Scotty, we'll start with you.
Bro, I'm loving that back row. Not going to lie to you. Whew. We've taken a leaflet out of the Aussies book and put a bruising back row in there. Who we got there? We got Akiri Ioane, Dalton Papali'i and Ari Savea. I think Sam Kane's injury couldn't have come at a better time. Hey, mate. I know he's hit some hot form, but let's be honest. We've all been waiting for this one to come out. So let's go on Saturday. Looking forward to it, Eden Park. What about you, Sonny?
Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to see how the ABs go with the new, like you said, the new trio. And I'm also excited, more excited about the All Blacks bench. The likes of Sevu Reese and Roger. But awesome to see Tupou Va'ai in there. Excited. Can't wait for the fireworks to happen tomorrow, mate. Oh, Saturday, sorry.
Let's go. And I bet you there will be fireworks after what was a controversial finish last weekend. Aussies too, they get to welcome back Harry Wilson in the back row. This guy is an absolute baller. We got to add him in there somehow, Scotty. That's all right. I'll leave that to you. But mostly the same team. I think these guys got a massive chip on their shoulder. They're going to want to improve on their results. Let's be honest, the All Blacks stole that one last weekend. And I'm expecting a lot of tries yet again in Eden Park. But to stay on this topic of team sheets, guys, this episode, like I mentioned earlier, is a little bit special because we decided we're going to do a rugby championship fantasy draft. For those of you who are not familiar, it's basically each of us are pretending to be the CEO or a head coach of a team, and we get to pick our dream 15. Anyone from Aussie, South Africa, Argentina, and the All Blacks, obviously. Scotty, do you remember how we're going to sort this one out? The good old-fashioned rock, paper, scissors. Shall we do it?
Yeah, bro.
Can you guys see?
Let's do it.
Can you see this
I'm
big
no
fist?
I'm not good at this game, but...
the fist of victory? You guys ready? All right. Wait, rock, paper, scissors show, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that was a tactic, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. And rock, paper, rock, scissors. Paper,
scissors. Shoot.
Show. Atlanta Felix.
What was that? There was some palmy. That's okay. I don't mind which way I go.
Headshot, out of shot. Which one do I need to be?
Scotty's cheating, bro.
Oh, nah, come on, bro. Must be a delay. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, show.
Ready?
Okay, yep.
Rock, paper, scissors,
show.
Bro, you delayed, bro.
There is definitely some palmy internet delay going on there, but by the looks of things, Scotty's gone rock.
Excuses.
Beats out the scissors. So what is the picking order, Scotty? Pretty
okay,
obvious.
Okay, so just to clarify, we're going to go like 1, 2, 3 up and then 3, 2, 1 down. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Or we... Yeah.
What a
snake. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go first. And I'll chuck Sonny in the middle and Felix last. There you go.
Let's go. I prepared for this. Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Been thinking about this for a long time. So does that mean, can we start? Can I go first then?
Yep. Go on. And the first pick of the fantasy draft 2022. Scotty, who are you picking?
Is okay, guys. I'm gonna throw Artie Sevier on my team. I know you guys are gunning for him, so I'm gonna get him straight away. Sure, Artie.
Best player in the competition, no doubt.
He's my
captain. Number one. Yeah.
Oof. My cool new tricks. There you go. I've struck him out of the list.
Oh, so now, nice.
I hope you've got the list in front of you.
I do. Thank you. Well done, Scott, on an awesome pick. I know you cheated in rock, paper, scissors, mate, but just really hoping that Chorus can go up to Prem and fix your internet, mate. But anyway, I'm going to throw a curveball already.
Let's go.
I'm going to take Malcolm Marks, bro, a hooker.
Oh,
what are you up to?
I like the pick. Damn.
Malcolm Marks, a hooker.
Malcolm Marks.
Interesting choice. How come you went with him first? Of all the players, what's the thinking there?
As a front row, mate, he's been standing out. There's heaps of front rows out there, been playing well, but I think he's one of the best ones so far. Stealing the ball, he's and it's just solid, bro. So,
yeah, actually, Malcolm Marks, really good at set piece, and he's another Lucy, pretty much. Nice choice,
yeah, bro. Malcolm Marks takes my pick,
Malcolm Marks. Well, you've set me up, Sonny. So I won't. Well, arguably the best back in the competition so far. I'm going with the Springbok centre, Lukanya Arm, as my first pick.
Ooh.
Do you think the South Africans actually have the best centres at the moment? Like the actual.
For sure.
Yeah, they actually play that position and they partner up really well, eh?
Bro, they had to go up against like Prime, Mutter, and Conrad when they were babies at international level. That was their that was their internship, bro.
Yeah, true. No, they're shredding it.
Yeah.
But just not good enough. It was their last. Oh no, they're second, aren't they? Sorry. Okay. You go again.
And staying in the front row, I have to say, I think we had him down as the most promising player. This guy has been an absolute revelation for the Chiefs, and now he's showing it for the All Blacks. I'm going with none other than Samsoni Tokiyaho.
Oh, nice. Really good. Yeah, that guy's been the man age standout.
Those tries on the weekend, eh? That, especially that one when he was in open space and he got the one off Brody Retallick.
Yeah.
And actually, Brody Retallick was the man in that situation. He done better than the backs. I don't know. There was a few plays earlier on where the backs had the ball and they just drifted sideways and defended it really easily. But straightening it up, nailed the basics. Loving it.
Nailed the basics, mate. That's all you need from a forward, eh, if you're running the ball. Just do That's your it. Basics, mate. But no one told that to Summer Sunny. Doesn't know how to pass. 4-1. 4-1 over there.
Caleb Clark, that's another conversation.
Is that a preview, Scott?
I'm just saying, like, I watched that one of his big runs, and he had like three opportunities to pass to somebody else, and he held it ball in hand.
Yeah. Anyway, that's more of a fob thing, man.
Don't trust anyone else. No, I've got to.
Give me the ball. Anyway,
back to rugby, not politics.
So I'm going with I'm gonna go with a wing that's really impressed me so far. Will Jordan. I'm gonna take him at wing.
Jordan.
The man, bro, his chip and chase. Bodie Barrett, that chip for him. Bro, he reminded me so much of Cullen, man. Just the way he glides, mate. It's amazing. Very good looking bloke.
Just quickly before you make your pick, Scotty, I think all things being equal, I think we have selected the elite five already. Would you guys agree? Artie Sevier, Malcolm Marks, Lukanya Arm, Tokiyaho, and Will Jordan. Top five players? Is that Anyone missing from that list, Scotty? Now that it's your turn to pick sixth overall.
Right, I actually think Pablo Matera should be up there.
Oh,
he's played really well in every single game. I mean, I've already got a number eight, so I mean, I could pick him at number six, but I have a different strategy here, so I'll leave him on the table for now. But yeah, I think Pablo Matera deserves to be somewhere either in that top five or very, very close.
Okay.
What about you?
So you're not going with Matera.
I can't. No. But, was that the ultimate setup there, was it?
No. Take him, Scott. Take him. He's yours.
No. I'm actually going to jump into first five because there's a lot of issues at first five at the moment if we are not considering injured players. So I'm actually going to quickly snap up Richie Moonga before he goes away.
Yep, fair enough. Great pick.
Hey, I need a playmaker. And he can kick relatively well. There you go. Moonga.
Nice.
My man. Is it me again? Is this? Yeah.
So beginning of the third. Okay, wicked. We're at the top of the third.
Okay, this gives me an opportunity actually to exercise my plan. So now I've got a playmaker, and we all know that we need a great kicker, right? There's a lot of these games coming down to the wire. So I'm actually gonna go for Emiliano Buffelli, who's kicking at about 90% at the moment, probably keeping the Argentinians in the game. Tell me I'm wrong.
Bro. You're wrong.
You stole one of my picks. Stole one of my picks. Hey, interesting fact about this guy. He's been absolutely bawling out, carrying Argentina. Check out these score splits. It's pure evidence that he's been carrying these guys. First game against Australia, 16 points by himself. Against New Zealand, 20 by himself. In South Africa, 8. This guy is just insane. So, damn, you stole my pick.
You came prepared, Felix. God damn.
Oh, well, no. I was gonna light this guy up because I agree 100%. This guy's the man. I'm really glad you've got him. Nice pick, bro.
Thank you. Nice pick.
Sonny, you're up.
All right. I need a 7. This fella here, he's been he played well over the weekend. And mate, he's just a beast. Does everything well. I'm going for my man Pete Samu.
Yeah.
Woo!
How good was he in the weekend?
Bro.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
He went for the full 88. He was still going hundies to the death, really.
There's going to be a bit of beef in your trainings, though, Sonny, when he bumped off Will Jordan like that. How are they going to,
Oh, they're former Crusader teammates, mate.
Brothers for life.
Brothers for life,
and
man.
Tasman. And Tasman, too.
Yes, and Tasman, yeah. So, they get along well, mate. I don't think...
nothing personal, just a bit of tough love.
Yeah. Well, Jordan's been over to his house a few times, mate. So I guess they'll be all right.
Eesh. Mate, damn. Two guys I had on my list, I'm just going to have to scratch them off, unfortunately, but that's okay. This is rough, guys. This is real rough. I'm going to keep it in the forwards because, man, they're just some really... really good players. I really like the look of how Rob Valentini has been developing.
Oh.
He's probably moved towards one of their star players and carrying a lot of responsibility. So I've got him as my blindside flanker.
Blindside, okay.
And...
but he hasn't played blindside. He's only played number 8.
Nah, he moved into number 6.
Which game?
He moved into number 6.
When, 2020. 2019.
We'll take the word for it. Bro, he started in one of the Argentine Argentina games. Check it out. I also want to stay in the forwards, though. Oh, do I? There's some good names out there in the backs.
What have you got so far? You got Samisone Takiaho, Rob Bellatini, and Lucanio Arm. I think Lucanio needs another arm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
You going to take his partner in crime?
I'm thinking about it, but
yeah,
there was a player that outplayed him, to be honest. And I'm really liking the way that Kuroi Betu has added some defensive steel to that ever-impressive offensive arsenal that he's got. So I'm going to pick him as my left wing.
Nice.
Yes.
How crazy has he been playing, eh?
Bro, insane. Insane.
Do you think he could have done better to stop? Oh,
sorry, bro. You were saying?
I was just going to ask, do you think he could have done a better job stopping Jordy Barrett in the weekend? You know, if he had trusted those two to take Will Jordan, you see, like, he came in.
Yeah,
he came in. Yeah.
If he trusted them to,
and then,
he
could have shut down. Jordy hesitated for like half a second, which made Marika freaking
catch up. Yeah.
Stand still for like half a second, which gave Jordy that extra second to get over that line, man. So
that's such a hard defensive play to make, though. Like, game on the line, like less than a meter to go, and you've got one of the premier fullbacks in the world just like hesitating his way to the try line. Does he go left, right, or straight through third?
Yeah.
You can't really fault him for that effort, eh?
If he stepped in, Jordy Barrett stepped in, he would have got friggin' tackled out, eh? He would have, Marika would have got him big time.
But I was thinking offload that Will Jordan gave looked way too easy. I was like, he normally doesn't stand up in the through contact the way he did.
No.
I was like, that was a pretty weak effort by two guys, man.
If you actually watch the replay, I think it was Fochetti that hit him. He actually pushed his momentum towards Barrett, which actually allowed him to get the pass off. So if he if he didn't do that, maybe just wrapped him up. But
he got him pretty good, though. Good tackle.
But
he threw him down, but then you're just lucky he got his hands free. But yeah. Right. Anyway, back to our list. I am going with a standout center who's unbelievable at saving tries at the moment. So I'm going with Rico Yonebo as center.
Easy pick. I think most would agree that he's probably fallen down the pecking order a little bit there, but I think it's more of a strategical thing than any.
Felix, you're right, mate. What has Ricky Yone done to you, mate?
it was a toss up, honestly. Flip a coin between him and Lucanio Arm. But I think he's an absolute steal. And what are we, the fourth round? Good pick.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right, we're back because I think I lost you for 2 seconds there. So let's hope that it's all good. All right. Back to me, I guess. Jeepers, what have you guys got so far? You got your 11s. This is tough because there's only so many good players we can choose from. All right. I think I'm going to go for a number 6, actually. I'm actually going to go for Sia Kolisi.
I'm
going to grab him while we can. Need some extra leadership, and we know the friendship that Adi Savea and Sia Kolisi have, so I'm sure that will transfer to the rugby pitch if they're in the same team. There you go. I'll have him, and then I'm also going to grab another X Factor back. All right, I think I might go with Jordy Barrett at the back there. Can't beat his size and his boot. Everyone's getting injured these days, so I need a backup to the backup.
Nice. Good pick. All right, my turn. I am going... I need some locks, so... Bro, I'm picking this guy, bro, because he's been playing okay, but he's more scarier than anything, mate. I'm going with Estebeth. Bro, I need to put fear in guys' eyes, bro.
I'm great like, pick. Great pick.
I don't care if you don't win lineouts. I just want you to threaten all the other guys on the team, bro. Yeah.
Nice.
His name is, I said it before, I'm not saying it again. not the Easter Island. I've got a little bit of a list, but I can't say his name properly. Damn it.
So we're finding out.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. No, but yeah, that's my pick, mate.
Oh, that's hilarious, bro. Oh, bro. damn, there's some good names out there, and a lot has been taken. But I'm just going to pretend we're in a world that injuries do not exist. This guy just has sheer X factor written all over him. And if he can just stay healthy, he can show the rest of the world that he truly is the best prop in the world. That is Australia's Taniela Tupou.
Ooh. Bro, he can't run at the moment. He's got a poor Achilles or calf or whatever it is.
Calf.
Yeah, but he started the championship all right. Looked pretty deadly.
Okay.
He did his calf from the warm-up, eh?
Yeah, something like, silly like yeah, that, eh?
I didn't even get on the field. Yeah. Oh,
sorry. He got on the field. Yeah, he got on too. But yeah, good pick, Fee. Great pick.
This is, of course, fantasy, so these guys aren't made of glass, despite what these guys say. I am going back to the backs with this next pick, and this guy is one of the probably the most premier youngster in this group. I'm going with South African's fullback, Damian Willemse.
Willemse. Nice.
Willemse.
He's been playing well.
And where are you going to play him? Fullback?
Yeah.
Did you know he's actually a number 10?
Really?
A fly half?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Played all
for the Stormers, I think.
And wow. His professional career at fly half. So there you go. Bit of trivia there for you.
Bro, he's the future.
That's why he played there in the weekend. Yeah. Because you've got Andre Pollard, who's injured, and then Elton Yanti, who's a cheater. No. Had some funny times with their physio.
Not sure.
Apparently, and
did you guys not read that article?
I actually follow her on Instagram before all this happened. So, and I saw it come up too. I was waiting. There's gonna be someone in the team who's gonna do her, bro. She's, you know. Anyway, back.
You do wonder, right? When they hire like good-looking, stuff like that. You do wonder.
Yeah, bro. That's why you've seen the All Black stuff. Yeah, that's the one. yeah, Nally.
Oh man.
Nick Minute. Nice. Felix is there. Oh, sorry, Felix.
I'll hide away in the box, thank you. Zone, that's your pick, isn't it?
Is it? Okay. Can you read out my team for me, Scott, please?
Yeah, bro. So you've got Malcolm Marks at hooker. You've got Iban Itzabeth at number 4. Pete Summer at number 7. Rico Yawan at 13. And Will Jordan at 14.
Nice.
Probably due for maybe like one of the halves or?
I think I'm not going to listen to your advice, Scott.
But look at my team.
Okay. I'm going to throw a curveball again and go with a second five that's been playing well. He did a crucial steal against the All Blacks 5 minutes
ago. God damn off. You! That was my surprise pick. I know where you're going with
Fochetti.
This.
Fochetti.
Damn.
Mr.
Lalakai Fochetti.
I was hoping I could steal him. Yeah.
That guy's all good, eh? Like, he's safe, bro. He's safe.
See the size of that guy? Massive. Bro,
the man. That guy's been carving up.
Yeah, bro. Great pick. They're stacked in the centers, old Aussies. Damn.
Yeah.
You know what? I reckon those injuries actually helped out the Aussies because it's bringing in that fresh blood, eh? All these newbies that just want to have a go, have a crack.
Yeah.
Try and steal that position for the World Cup. I was actually reading an article the other day. You know how Ronan O'Gara was working with the Crusaders?
Yeah.
And he was saying one of the things he learned there from working with Scott Robinson was that he tries to have a balance of newbies with experience because the newbies just bring this fearlessness and this willingness to just do the crazy stuff on the field, but nothing to lose. Yeah. Whereas your older generation is probably playing a bit more safe and I guess playing a lot more structured, whereas these new guys are willing to throw it around. So having that balance, which I think they're probably getting that naturally without even trying, and that's why we probably saw such a great game in the weekend. But throwing it out there.
Good.
Does that mean you're leaning towards youth?
Is it my pick? Is it? So maybe a little bit.
Isn't it you, Felix?
Oh, just me, isn't it? Yeah, coming back down again. I will. Yeah. Oh, just you. Oh, bro. Why are you setting me up then, bro?
No. It is you.
Oh, it is me. Oh, cool.
Because I put.
Okay. Well, then I... Yeah. You get me? All right. I'm actually going to go and steal Damian Dialinde, my inside centre.
Nice.
He seems to make really good go forward meters whenever he has ball in hand. Just a safe option there at center. Nice experienced. And then I guess I get to choose one more. And I think I have. This is quite tricky, actually. Actually, I'm going to pick my fly half. I'm sorry, my scrum half, and I'm going to actually grab Nick White. I reckon he's playing the best football he's played in a while now, the most confident. Yeah. And you know what? Having another kicking option who can kick 50 odd meters, high pressure moment, I think Nick White is a warrior, and I want him on the team. He kind of reminds me a little bit of TJ Pedernara, the same sort of attitude.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good pick, mate. Good pick.
Yeah, real good pick.
He got put in his place, I guess, by the referee on the weekend, which was a one-off.
Shame, Daddy.
Shame. I told you underestimate me.
We play.
We play. I turn the time off. I tell him we play when I blow the whistle on. We play.
I mean, it made sense and it was a fair call, right? It was a pretty fair call. Yeah.
Replay immediately. When you said immediately, I was like, That sounds like.
I just love it when he said, You think I cannot make those type of calls? You underestimate me, and now you know. And then he just walks off. Or the paintbrush drop.
I was just waiting for him to say, I was waiting for the yogurt or something.
Your blade.
Your blade. French for yogurt at the end of anyway, that's my great story. So my pick now, So I think I need a 10, and I'm going with the most consistent 10 in this tournament. Hondre Pollard.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm. It makes a difference when he's on the field, eh, for that team.
He's been safe the whole time. So Andre Pollard gets my pick at 10.
Mm. Well, he's in his peak years, isn't he? You could probably say.
That's the thing I like about South Africa, bro. They always bring their old school players back, the guys who have done it before.
I know, way.
And they bleed them to the death, bro. They bleed them until they can't play anymore. Like,
Bro.
Stain, bro. He's done ages ago, but they're still picking him, you know? Imagine if New Zealand did that. They can still bring like guys like Ma'a back in or guys like Victor Vito, you know?
Yeah.
It would be crazy.
Jeremy Thrush. The greats.
Don't ever say that again to me, okay? But yeah, that's my little my little spill about, you know, about old players. Anyway,
yeah, go for it.
Oh, so good, bro. So good. Where are we? We are. Okay. I like a good forward pack, eh? So I still don't know why this guy's name is on the board, but I'm going with my captain, Sam Whitelock.
Nice.
Ooh, yep. Okay. He's actually playing pretty good rugby at the moment, isn't he? Quite influential.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I'm at
number four, isn't he?
Is he the oldest in the All Blacks, or is it Corey J? Dan Coles.
No, Dan Coles. Dan Coles, bro. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn.
How old's Dan Coles? Is he like 36 or?
I think so.
35.
Yeah.
35, 36, eh?
Oh, he's still got it, eh? You reckon?
Dan Coles, yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like him off the bench, eh? I like him. And the Tokiyaku partnership. It makes a lot more sense. So,
yeah.
He's been doing that his whole career, even with the Wellington Lions when he first started out. Maybe he'd come on and he'd score like two or three tries. It's like, who is this kid? Baby-faced Dan Coles.
Hard out.
He's gone through puberty his whole rugby career. Eh?
We've watched him grow. Literally.
Literally, he's growing. He's become a man.
For our eyes. Nice. Thank you.
All right, Fee. Your next pick, or is it Martin?
My
he's got next two. Pick.
I just did Sam Whitelock, so I've got another one. And I don't know if to grab him now or risk leaving his name on the board and missing out. This is a tough one. Yoosh. But I still remember his runaway. Should have been a try had it not been chased down. I'm talking about Peter Steph Detoit, as Scott likes to call it. I'm pretty sure it is. But yeah, this guy, he's got a pretty storied career already. Probably don't need to go into it. This guy's world class. My poacher for the team. So there you go. He gets in there at 7.
Nice. Oosh. Peter Steph Dutoit. Who does he play for? Is he the Sharks or Stormers?
No idea, bro.
All right, carry on then.
On that note, it's my
pick. As you were.
As I were. I've got a center, second five. I've got Andre Pollard. I think I need a fullback, bro. I like the way that this guy played against the All Blacks last weekend.
Oh, nice!
He played well. He played well, really well. Unfortunately, he got held up by Rico. So I'm going with Andrew Callaway.
Great pick. Could have got himself a hat trick had it not been for that heroic effort by your one.
No one's blaming him for the loss, eh? Everyone's blaming the ref, bro. You should blame your flipping Callaway for not putting the damn ball down early.
Yeah.
But
there's so many opportunities, like for both teams, actually. So many tries not given. So it was pretty fair. I mean, this is the whole ref thing at the end is a hotly debated topic throughout the week. I don't know if we need to dive into it, but
they had their opportunities. For me, it's run its course, mate. So
yeah. I agree.
Okay. So who are your two picks, Scotty? Scotty.
This is really, really tough now because if I look at you guys, I think actually I know the first one I'm going to choose. I'm actually going to grab Scotty Barrett at number 5 because you see the forward pack I'm building now. Very mobile. Dangerous. Ball in hand. So I'm going to grab him as my number 5. And then I want to put Artie Severe at 7, but I actually can't pinpoint the game he played 7, but he's played 7, eh?
I don't think so, bro.
That was come on, bro.
Remember they had that yellow card kerfuffle? And he would have played 7 had it not been for Dalton Papali'i, and they didn't know who to sub on and off.
Oh, right. So then he did play 7.
No, he was the one that got subbed off and Dalton stayed on.
I was trying to push that one in there. No, pretty much he played 7, right? That's what you're telling me? Ah, crap. Okay.
I thought this one through because he was going to be my number one pick, and I thought, what games has he played 7? Ah, damn, he hasn't.
Okay. Well, I think I'll actually go for Sami Kane then. I know it's somewhat controversial, but he makes the most tackles out of the most All Blacks in any given game. So I've got 2 good runners with the ball, 3 pilfers with the ball now, and now I have a tackling machine in Sami Kane. So welcome to the team, Sami Kane. Now I've got to decide who's captain. Nice. Ain't going to be Kane. Okay, so there you go. Who's up? Back to you, Sunday.
I need a number 8-2, so I'm going to go with the most experienced number 8 there is in this draft, and Dwayne Vermeulen.
Oh, nice pick, man.
Wow. Funny you pick him. I was going to say just before, like, do you think he's done his dash? But obviously not.
No.
One game he started, they lost.
Yeah, he's still a wrecking ball, bro. Like, how hard he runs, and he's a South African, but in his body, he's a Samoan deep down, bro.
it's not a bad shout, bro.
I like that.
But I heard someone said to me once that Kieran Reid is Balangi, but he plays like a Samoan. And then someone said to me after that, Victor Vito is a Samoan, but he plays like a Balangi.
Those MSP boys, you can't trust them, eh?
Scott's College of Souls, bro.
Well, you know, Kieran Reid is from Counties Manukau, right? Or North Harbour, Counties.
From
day one.
Day one.
He wasn't wanted up there, and then the Crusaders saw the light. They saw him. He's white enough. Get him here. Hey guys, perfect. A white guy that plays like a volley.
Anyway.
I'm choosing Dwayne Vermeulen on that one, mate.
Nice, bro.
Well done. You can have him. I mean, yeah. Cool. All right.
Two picks. What a luxury. What a luxury.
How many All Blacks in your guys' teams, eh?
Nah.
Because we watched the other game, Scotty.
Oh, wow. So you saying that, Mike? I'm uneducated. I'm just hearty All Blacks. Hey, man, All Blacks are top of the table right now. Did you notice they added coaches at the bottom? Got to pick up coaches at the end.
Yeah, fair enough. We are the coaches.
Oh, yeah. No, we're the CEOs, you said.
Yeah, the CEOs.
With unlimited funds, we can fund this fantasy team because there are some million-dollar players in here, I'm sure.
Right, if I have unlimited funds, then why do I have the shitty-ass internet? Anyway. still a tight budget.
You know what? I'm going to go... Losing team? Oh. I'm going to go with the guy who's going to drive it all. And this guy... is a really promising young dude from South Africa. Jaden Hendrikse has been absolutely balling out for them and has really stood up in Faf de Klerk's absence, pushing him to the bench, might I add.
Oish.
This guy's the future, man. Him and Damian Willemse. Holy heck. Watch out, guys. You heard it here first at Kiwi Roots Podcast. And
oh, good shout.
Very good shout.
It's interesting that this guy's name is still on the board. I don't really want to go for him now because there's so many good options outside of him. But, man, you can't go past that how well Caleb Clark's been playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to take him because he's there.
Well, with ball in hand, he's dangerous, eh? And he's running some great inside lines off the ruck.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Where he's made a lot of his breaks, eh?
Inside like he's ball. Looking for that work, you mean, eh? Like,
Yeah, yeah. What is he playing, 11 or 14?
He can play 14. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, I think Marika's played both if you want to chuck Caleb at 11. Either or. That's a deadly wing combo.
Well, it doesn't matter. Actually, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Bo,
it's a dangerous wing combo. Yep.
Can't believe Bowden Barrett's still on the board.
Plan
where are you going to put him? Again?
Huh? I can't put him anywhere because I've got.
You guys got fullbacks and first fives.
Nah, I'm gonna play Andrew. I'm gonna play Andrew Callaway on the wing because he had to play wing this year. Okay,
it's a quick reshuffle.
Okay, Callaway, go to the wing also because the real fullback's coming on. It's Bowden Barrett. What do the Blues say? Bowden Barrett. Pareti.
Bro, that's so good, man.
Yeah, bro. Oh. But yeah, Bodie Barrett, mate, at fullback. Trip and chase. Perfect kick for Will Jordan. Oh, combo of doom, mate. Let's go.
So, I lost you. My internet strikes again.
There's a cow outside Scott's house eating the wires to his internet.
Shucks. Honestly, it's like all the farmers are now home and they're all just smashing the internet. It happens like every evening. Internet just goes crazy here, but nonetheless, will carry on.
What are you farmers searching, bro?
I don't know. <It's> livestock. Where to buy their feed from, how to grow their grass better. Who bloody knows? Check this sheep out, babe. Bro, it's like that. You go to their houses and go for dinner, and that's. I find it so hard to talk about anything else except farming. Yeah. I'm like, jack shit. I know jack shit about farming. It's very, very tough, but never mind. I troop on. Okay, I'm so far my backline's almost complete. I'm missing a 13 and a 14, and then I need pretty much 1 to 4. So I'm very torn right now. I think I need to go and grab one more back. So I'm looking for a 13 or a 14.
Bro, your scrums are gonna struggle.
Hey mate, You wash your mouth out. You wait. I've got two picks right here. Okay, I'm going to go for... I'm actually going to chuck Tom Wright on my right wing. I think he's a good safe option.
Yeah, he's good, eh?
Righty. Yep. I'll grab him, snap him up, and then I'm going to start filling out my top five. So I think I need to grab... You guys have got your hookers, so pretty safe there. Might grab a prop. Very tricky because South African props are only good for about 45, 50 minutes. We all know that. It is quite a challenge. Boys, I think I might grab a Stephen Kitchoff, eh? He kind of reminds me of Malcolm Marks with his ability over the ball. But great scrummager, so there you go. Stephen Kitchoff. Welcome, brother.
Oosh.
It's the beginning of my front row. Okay, back to you, Sonny.
Pretty good. All right, I need a prop. And I'm going for the informed prop who's been scrummaging very well. And that's the young De Groot.
Ethan. Nice.
I am Groot.
How great has he been, though, eh? So he's gone away, lost a few kilos, worked on a few things. Totally different player since from Super Rugby.
Yeah,
bloody
awesome. Crazy.
On ya.
Him and Lomax, they've been the standout prop.
Yeah, bro.
They've been awarded with starting roles again for like the fourth week in a row. So big ups to those two, man. Proved everyone else wrong. Lomax
proved me wrong. Bro, I don't know about you guys. I didn't have him that high up the All Blacks depth chart, eh? But look at him, bro. He's doing all good. You did?
Yeah, I had him up there. Yeah, I rate him, eh? Just does basics right, man. Just all you need in props to do, man, is tackle and clean rucks. That's all you need to do, and he does it well.
He's slowly emerging as a low-key hitman too, eh?
Yeah, bro. Oh, hard.
Bro, that Wainui blood in him. Holy.
Oh, that.
All right. What do I need?
On that note, you're taking him?
Take him, bro.
There's an even bigger hitman out there. There's no real hurry to sort of go for these names, but while we're on the subject of hitmen, I really like this guy's style of play. It's real old school. This guy's built like a brick house. And honestly, if he wasn't such a penalty, if he didn't get so many penalties for his team, he'd be one of the elite locks in the world. I'm going for Argentina's Thomas Lavanini.
I knew you were going
to. Man. I definitely want to play against your team first, bro. Easy beats. Easy beats also.
You know he is the most carded international player?
Ever.
Bro, you need the niggle. You need the niggle, bro.
But you don't need green and yellow. That's why you have Dan Coles or something.
No, that's why Sam Whitelock's there to tell him to chill the F out.
You saw that the weekend, eh? When he's trying to get the ball. Yeah, Whitelock's like, bro. Oh, you probably didn't say bro. He's like, mate, settle down.
Hey, even Brody was there as well. Eh? Did you see that? He's like, oh, backing up his partner. Anyway,
yeah, way bigger than he is.
Yeah, hard out. Man, this is looking like a stacked forward pack, man. Good luck running it straight to these guys, boys.
Like when you play Tonga or Samoa, eh? First 20 minutes will be painful.
Bro, and I'm doubling down on that, actually, and I'm going with this huge-ass figure of a prop, going for Australia's Pone Fa'amausili.
Fa'amausili.
Pony. Good luck.
Pony.
Hey, he's only good for 20.
No, he's only good for 10, yeah. I think.
Yeah,
10 minutes in the shower. he is good for 10 minutes in the sin bin, mate. That's all he's good for. all righty. All right, my turn. I'm looking at my team. Oh my goodness, so beautiful. I need a lock. I'm gonna take Brodie Retallick, man. Just safe, consistent. Yeah. I need some All Blacks.
Yes, you do.
You know what's good for you.
Exactly.
All Blacks in your life.
Space
oh, that's life. A really good. Oh yeah, it's a really good locking pairing. Itzebeth and Retallick,
bro.
Niggly players. Probably, would you say Itzebeth is good with ball in hand from a handling point of view? He's just more of a carrier, eh? Run it straight.
Yeah.
Run it straight in the fringes. Oh, crazy.
Run it straight. Run it straight.
Run.
No, that's awesome.
Run a shunner, right. Boo.
Run a shunner. Okay, then. I'm going to go for a prop, Tyrell Lomax. We talked him up already, so I don't need to elaborate any more on that. In the Partey. And then I need to, I've only really got one lock at the moment, Scotty Barrett, which makes it very challenging. He can't do everything by himself. I don't think I want to go with Darcy Swain, the grub, probably the most hated player in the rugby championship right now. So,
yeah.
But yeah, especially with the New Zealand. Okay, so that means I'm actually going to go for Sure, there's a few more guys there. Actually, boys, here we go. Here's one for you. I'm actually going to grab Rob Liotta. He's played in a lot.
Rob Liotta? No, he hasn't.
He's a six, bro.
He played. I'm pretty sure he played number. Well, he played lock the other week.
He played lock your nuts, mate.
Okay, what about I'll grab Matias Alemano from Argentina.
You were eyeing up Lavanini, weren't you?
Hey, not even. Man, I don't want a liability. Damn. Nah,
mate, no such thing as liability in this thing.
Right. Look at my team, mate. It's going to be mobile. We're going to play for 90 minutes. Got runners, left runs. Better watch out.
Damn. Good pick.
All
right, I'm going off for six, and I'm taking Juan Martin Gonzalez. I don't know how to say it. Juan Martin.
Oh, he's the one that scored the try off the kickoff.
Yeah, bro.
It's your blitz. Yeah.
The man.
Tough cookie.
He's solid, eh? Ace on there. Yes.
All those underpinnings. Yeah, there's a delay in the, in the feed.
But yeah, that's my pick. And,
I feel it.
Really good.
Oh, so many big good names. So many big names. Oh. You know what? This guy, and like I said with my earlier pick, I'm imagining a world where no one gets injured. And this guy has actually helped carry the burden of the playmaking duties for the All Blacks. David Havili has actually, I reckon he silences critics and just realized just how versatile he really is. So he's my starting 12. He's going to help unlock that lethal back line with some crazy backs. Oh.
Well, he can play nice. How many positions? 12, 10, 15.
Wing.
Number 8. Oh, winger.
Wing. Yeah.
He's under a lot of pressure at the beginning of the way. Pretty hard for him to get really going, but you're right. He's definitely come out of his shell. But Bray's injured, so yeah, he's got another injury.
I do.
Yeah.
I definitely want to play Felix's team. I promise you.
Yeah, boys.
16-0.
Yeah, short, 16, short balls off 10, boys, all day. Short ball.
Yeah.
I don't know this. Right
now, so. Big gaping hole there.
Oh, man.
Oh, I think in fantasy land, anything goes, eh, guys? And especially for guys who are the fourth string first five who hasn't even played a test match since 2019. This guy kicked all his goals. You need
but
a guy
didn't
that
kick
can
it out. Just... But didn't kick it out.
Hey, was Sam Whitelock their captain? No, he wasn't. So that's why I've got him in there. So... Man, this everyone loves a good feel-good story, and Bernard Foley, even though you didn't kick it out when everyone was telling you to, you played a magnificent game, and I would even say you outshone Richie Mwanga that game, so you are my playmaker.
Now, man, I so thought you were going with Quake Cooper.
I'd rather have Quake Cooper in a cast right now than flipping... Than that fella,
I don't know, bro. Did you see that instant? He could barely walk out of bed, man. Holy, that was rough.
But Quay Cooper can still kick the ball out.
What makes you think you guys will be, yeah, what makes you guys think you'll be so close in our matchup anyway?
Because your team sucks,
like it's quite simple,
yeah. No way around it. You got Brendan, yeah. Bernard Foley, mate. Shit. Oh,
they got four blocks. That's why.
Four? Yeah, hard.
Got an injured Habili. A young David Williams there.
You got Tanya Latupo. Love and Nini. At the warm up.
Yeah. Love and Nini will be off for at least 10 minutes, maybe 20.
Yeah.
Or read the whole game.
Just what saying. About Sam Kane? He's only going to last if we're sticking to the injuries list.
Hey, Sammy Kane, he'll play through it. Don't you worry. On. It's just precautions. That's why he's not playing this
game.
But if it's
Will
a World
Jordan
Cup
can't.
Final...
Will Jordan can't tackle, so we'll be running down his channel all day. So, Sonny, you're out.
Will Jordan can't tackle Pete Samu, but we're on the same team. So it's all good.
Pete Samu and Marika Korobeti, same bodies, pretty much. Caleb Clark, good luck.
But whoever picked Tom Wright, bro, is definitely on drugs, mate. I'm telling you. Tom Wright. He sounds like a cricket player, mate. Tom Wright. Tom Wright. Plays for the Black Caps, mate.
Down the sideline.
Tom
Wright.
We
all know Nick White's going to do something silly to cost them the game, eh?
Yeah, Nick White. He's the grubbiest halfback.
Bro, you wait is now, I've got all the right, most like diverse team. Yeah, it's your pick.
Is it my pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Felix done two. Now it's you.
All right. I need a number eight, a halfback, and a prop.
Yeah.
Mate. Trusty halfback, and I'm going with Aaron Smithy. De Klerk, though, he hasn't played many games, eh?
Because Jaden Hendrickson has pushed him out.
Yeah, but
yeah, bring he on got the knocked youth. Out in the first game.
Yeah.
He got knocked out.
He thought he was the man.
Well, then he went in and had a shower, had a shower, and then came back out and waved to the crowd, eh? Came out. I'm fine, guys. I had a shower.
Oh, man.
Okay. Looking solid. Well, I got two more picks. Number two, yep. Hooker. I need a hooker, and I need a number 13. So to round off my team, I need a hooker, and okay, I think I'm going to go with a very difficult choice. Boys, I'm going to go with Dane Coles. Should have gone with Julian Montoya, but no.
Yeah, you should have, bro.
I'm going to take one old guy. I'm going to take Dane Coles.
Nice.
Less.
Your team was looking now, very black, Scotty.
What are you talking about? Yeah, you're right. It is looking pretty black. All right. And
yeah, it's looking pretty black besides Tom Wright. Tom Wright. So that sounds like a surfer.
Oh, my God.
Tom Wright.
Man, this is hard. You only get one shot at this, and I think I'm blowing it. Okay, and my last pick for my team, well, second to last, actually, is Len Iketau. I'll chuck him at centre.
That's your last pick,
eh? Only starting. That's my last pick.
Well done. Nice, to I you. Like the guy.
All right, I need a prop. And hell no, I'm taking flippin' James Slipper, bro. He is.
Why not? He's a great leader.
He's trash.
His scrummaging needs work.
But he might be a great leader, but he hasn't been performing. And I wouldn't have him as captain for the Wallabies if he was there, yeah? The last man, last leader to be in the Wallabies. But he is the last leader. There's no one else.
So, what are you talking about? Getting injured. Nick White could have been a captain.
But he's not even starting because he got Jake Gordon starting. I would pick Trevor. How do you say his name?
Nganye.
Only because he looked like their games in South Africa, he looked like one of those fellas that ran out before South Africa. The black guys with their tops off.
I
thought, bro, that guy got changed quickly and he went to the bench. There goes. My guy. But yeah, that's my team. Oh, beautiful. Look at you.
To finish us off, this guy's name's still on the board. We've got to go for him. The inspirational Pablo Matera at number 8.
Yes. How did I put him in the top 5 and then he doesn't make
it? And then he doesn't get picked. There we go.
Damn it.
Like I said, good luck with that fourback.
Wait, so we're carrying on with the coaches?
All of them suck.
I'll make it interesting. I'll go with Dave Reedy. He's the man. I like him.
Yeah. I'll go with I'll probably go with what's the Argentina coach name?
Ooh, Marco Chica.
Yeah, they were chicks.
That's the easiest chicks. Name out of all of them.
No, it's Ian. Of bum chicks.
Ian. Difficult choice here, but because is it really Ian Foster's fault that the All Blacks are losing?
It is.
I want Rassie Erasmus, but he's not here. But I'll go with Jacques Niemba. He's going to lead the way for us. Well, that completes our team, doesn't it?
Wow. We should post these up so people can read them because they are absolutely stacked. There you go, guys. I don't know if we want to create a competition or something, but this... I would pay good money to watch these three teams play. Man, some of the key positions. I've got Bernard Foley at 10. Scotty's picked Richie Mwanga again at first 5. Sone's gone with the trusty Andre Pollard. Whew.
Consistency. And hookers.
guys, set piece, man. This is why I double down on the forwards, man. Set piece is where it all begins. Toki Aho for myself, Dan Coles for Scotty, Malcolm Marks. To be honest, I thought he went a little bit too high, eh? I had him on my board, but not that high. But you stuck with the South Africans in that forward pack, Sone, by picking his teammate Etzebeth and Retallick. That locking pair, I have to say, is the best out of the lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank
you. But I think you guys would agree with me that we all love our Lucys. And Scotty, Sia Khaleesi, Sam Kane, Adi Savia.
Damn.
Wow. Deadly. I'm not even angry. Watch at out. That is.
We're coming for you.
That is crazy. But where's some interesting, and I think this is quite balanced actually, is where the battle of the centers go. Where Sone, you've gone with Lalakai Fekete, who is slowly emerging as one of their dependable 12s. Partnered up with Rika Ioane. Damn, power and speed. Oh, Scotty, Damian Diolende, and Len Ikitau, both safe hands and can break a game open when they need to. Arguably, one of the top five players in the world, and Lucanio Arm is going to be the centerpiece of my back line, partnered up with David Havili, Mr. Versatile. I don't know who to pick there. We'll leave it up to you, fans. Scotty, what was it?
I said Mr. Injured.
Oh, no.
You if still anyone, the injured song sheet. Oh,
if
gosh.
Anyone went for Felix's team, message me and we'll come and fight you. Come and fight you. This, the first podcast that we're going to fight the fans, all right?
Mate. You can't make the injured argument and then go ahead and pick Sam Kane. Will Jordan will be broken after meeting Caleb Clark's knee, part two. And, man, good luck trying to run to Fat Mosili and Toki Aho. Man, I don't... Yeah. Props, another one to pick. But we'll post them up online shortly. This has been an incredible podcast to record. We should do more fantasy teams like this because it's generated a lot of chat. Guys, what do you think?
Let's do it, bro. This is, yeah, way more fun.
Nah, that was heaps of fun. But straight up, man, I'm beating Felix's team by in the first half. And then after the game, we're going to beat them up too. It's the best that's gonna those puke on the eyes and scare your whole team. Oh,
I don't know, man. Bode Fatmausili's a big boy. I'd definitely like to see this rumble happen down at the railway station, but that's not there.
Bus terminal.
Platform 9. Look. Let's go. Platform 9, bro.
So good. Look, I gotta say, this weekend's final round of the Rugby Championship is shaping up to be an epic one. Tune in wherever you are in the world. We're crossing our fingers for an All Blacks victory, of course. But for now, we're wrapping things up at Kiwi Roots Rugby Podcast. Join us on the next episode. Thanks again, and bye for now. Ciao.
Ciao.
Later.
Later.